magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? President here, welcome to the zone of LTO Radio. This man trying to get adapted to this new time zone. We're getting ready to get back. But it's okay. It's all right, man. And before we start, I want to send out a very special thank you, man, to the incredible Stony Paul, man. Thank you so much for joining us last week. And, man, remember to get his new single, You Are Love, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. But as we make that transition to a smoother side, so, my goodness, captivating actress, incredible actress at that, Ninja, DeVoe, Queen Sugar, Luke Cage, and also starring in an upcoming movie, starring, of course, Tom Cruise, of course, Jack Reacher. So beautiful things. Without further ado, let's go to the lines and get the incredible Ninja, DeVoe. Mike Bean, how are you doing this afternoon?
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And congratulations to all the success that you're having. This has been an incredible year.
It has. It's been a blessing. It's been a long time in the making, but I'm glad
you
get to see my reward.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've always been impressed about as far as people of color, there are not enough parts out there, and the parts that we are given, they want to quote-unquote, monopolize, put us in certain characters. It does my heart good to see that we can have strong characters that depict such a positive energy to everyone. How does it feel for you to be an actress, to be depicting such a positive light, showing that you have the chops and the ability to be so versatile in different acting roles?
It's exciting. I'm glad that, people are being inspired behind the camera. I think people are being inspired again to write and not be stuck in one genre. It's amazing. So now Hollywood gets to see that we are worth it, and with a little support, they get the same reward, if not more. Hello, Madea, number one right now over Jack Reacher and all these others. What sense is that make? I don't know, but it's clear right now what's going on.
Absolutely. That stereotypical as far as being typecast, either a streetwalker, a pimp, drug dealer, gang member, it's always some type of negative depiction of that. Or as it goes, the black person is going to get killed in the beginning. Maybe last, maybe 15 minutes in the movie, and they'll eventually be the first character to get killed. One of the things that I love about Luke Cage, straightforward, no nonsense. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. And a little birdie tells me that that's very much true to who you are.
What birdie tells you this? It needs to be locked up. A parrot? That's like a parrot.
Hey, kid, ask me no questions. I will tell you no lies. How were you able to get that part? I mean, you do an incredible job.
Oh, thank you. It was crazy. Well, it wasn't crazy, honestly. It was, it was routine. I got the audition, which I didn't know what it was for. It was a secret project, of course. It was named something else. I didn't even know it was a Marvel project. So I got the call, audition. I auditioned for two different roles, actually. First one, I didn't get a court, which is fine, because watching her, I was like, oh, she did that. But my character is pretty dumb. She's it. no shade, I'm just saying. And so I sent in a taste audition because I was in New Orleans at the time shooting Way Sugar. And I got a call. I felt really good about the audition. I felt really good about harassing my agent. I was like, hey, and you call them and see what's up. And I usually don't do that. You try to do auditions and forget about them because that's just how life is for us. It's 90% rejection and no's. And so probably like a week and a half later, right, you can call me. It was like, are you sitting? I was like, no, still the goddamn beans. This is not a movie. And I got it. I got the role.
<That's>
What?
I don't know why I get that. It's rare for me. You know, a lot of the movies that we see right now, and I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Oprah Winfrey, Miss Winfrey. Creating a network like OWN has given an outlet for so many different versatile actors and actresses to show what they can really do. What did it mean to you, number one? I mean, because Queen Sugar is so, immensely popular. What's it like for you to be on the show and see such a positive feedback that you the character that you bring on the show?
It's incredible. You know, working with that cast is super talented. The majority of them are seasoned, some of them are newcomers, but they're all talented, focused, and very, very, very down to earth. And it was great to be a part of that cast. And I was surprised how welcoming the world is of Roberta. You know, of course, I love her, and I just go and I do my job, and, you know, I flip through my episodes and go home. But now, you know, everyone's excited about her, and she's giving people something to talk about and to feel, whether you love or hate her. And I'm like, holy shit, that's kind of cool. That's actually really cool.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't go in with the intention of, I'm going to be famous or whatever the case may be. I go in there, you know, saying how important is my character and how can I make her more important or interesting to the story and keep it more authentic to who I am and who the character is and what the writers wrote. And so I'm excited that people are receiving her well, whether they try to drag me onto it. Don't come for Roberta!
You know, the other interviews that I've seen, you conduct in the past, you've always said that it is very important to you to remain true to who you are. And also, every character that you do portray, you want to make the character relatable to the listener, to the listeners, to the audience, because you want them to feel like, hey, everyone has had that kind of experience. And from a personal side note, you've never come across as being a very docile individual. You always have a very strong personality. How have you been able to transcend that kind of personality and try to kind of fit it into a character that maybe sometimes has to play a little bit more docile type of tone than that actually is completely different from who you are in a person?
Well, you know, that's when my training comes in. That's when instincts come in. And I have to remember this, you know, Roberta is not me. And when it's not fun anymore, that's the problem. And so I try to, like, Roberta, I'm nowhere near like her. A very small part of me are like her. I'm very toned down. I don't really like that much attention. But I know how to get it. It's necessary. So with that, I just play. And the more I wanted to make my co-stars, my castmates uncomfortable. I wanted to make the men uncomfortable. I said, how do men make me uncomfortable when they're, you know, kissing at me or, hey girl, what's up, baby? And all this obnoxious crap when they don't get the point when I'm like, I'm good, I'm not interested, I'm cool, and they keep going. And I think I just transcended that into Roberta. And it was actually really fun. It was really fun because I could see Omar Dorsey being uncomfortable in the car when I was going for him, knowing he was waiting for on by, you know, Tina Lifford. I could see Colby's face like, hold up, I just had an argument, but wait a minute, she's really coming. I'm kind of, this is weird, but good. And so, you know, the more they, the more I kept pushing and then kept going. So it was fun.
Well, you seem right at home, my love. You really, truly do.
You know, you learn how to play this game. I'm sorry. You learn how to play the game in life, period. You know, I've been a leader for like 12 years of my life, you know, pursuing this career. And so, you know, dealing with life, you got to put that voice on. When you want to snatch someone up, like, I know you just didn't say that. I know you just did not do that. You know, you got to play the game. And so, you know, I learned to do that too. And how to laugh even harder, or even sillier, or even more content, or, you know, so it all boils down to one thing. And that's just being a good actor.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I want to say that it just touched upon, being able to adapt. I think it's an imperative, number one, to remain true to who you are, but there's a time and place for everything. And
absolutely.
And I think the critical part of being a successful actor or actress remaining true to who you are, take your craft very seriously, and always being able to never allow boundaries to kind of box you in and separate you from what you truly want to be. You're very photogenic. Your brand, at the end of the day, is a business. How far reaching do you want your brand to expand as far as besides just working in front of the camera? What about as far as working behind the camera, as far as doing directing, possibly doing some screenwriting?
You know, that all sounds interesting, and those are all possibilities. Not something I'm looking at the moment. I do enjoy writing, but right now I think my only goal, I have many goals, but mostly my goal is to get in front of the camera and be seen as much as possible in as many amazing roles that are strong and just interesting and that people want to watch, and that I'm able to stretch my muscles and play different characters. So much so that I become in control of what I choose to do. And therefore, I'll build a bigger fan base. And why I want that, because I feel like from my platform, I'll be able to share more things and inspire more people by doing so. And so that's a big goal for me, because I'd love to inspire the young women who are out there, the foster kids, the kids from the hood, or just anyone, period, who's had a dream and hasn't had anyone to support them, or has lived a rougher life and just can't see past their environment, you know. And I always found that interesting, that not being popular, I could say the same thing last month that I'll say next month, and it'll be more important next month because now I'm more important technically, but it's the same exact that last month, you know what I'm saying? And so I'd like to use that on the platform. So as far as green lighting and behind the scenes, I mean, yeah, definitely. I'm sure that'll be an opportunity, and I, you know, if I'm there with it, I'll take it on, but right now my focus is over.
You know, the part that I've seen you play in NCIS New Orleans, I thought for sure that you were actually going to be a permanent cast member. I really, really, truly did. Great show. Very good show. Do you see yourself at any time where do you feel more comfortable doing this sort of being on television, or you want to strictly focus on doing more as far as big screen, just strictly doing movies?
I definitely want to do movies. That's the end goal, is movies. I'm kind of, I don't want to say a lazy actor, but I don't want to be on season. I don't want to be on something for 12 seasons. I want a break. Give me that $20 million and let me vacay for a month. No, I mean, that's not all the ego speaking. That wasn't me.
That's all right.
No. But yeah, I definitely, film is definitely the end goal. I love film. But I'll take television too, because I just love acting, I love working, so anything is great. But I think film is really it, because it gets that as opposed to the same one over and over, which, again, it still would be a blessing to watch.
Now, Luke Cage, a tremendous hit on Netflix. What's next? What's next after Luke Cage? What do you do next? What's next?
Man, you know, I got a few projects in the works, and I said I got two great projects coming up. I wish I could tell you about it, but I can't. But I will say stay tuned, and they're, again, they're going to be films. I can say films. And I think the world is loving. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah.
Whoa. The world is waiting, my love. The world is definitely waiting. Much continued success. And remember, family, all the pretty information inside the Twitter page, of course, twitter.com/JaVoe. Also the same for Facebook, and also an IMDb, so you can keep all the upcoming perfect movies. My last question for you. What would the ninja of today, if you can go back in a time machine, let's see, 5 years ago, what would the ninja of today tell the ninja 5 years ago? If you had an opportunity to sit down and converse with her, what would you say to her?
Oh, what would I say to her? Man, I'd probably tell her to relax, but then I probably wouldn't, because I don't believe in relaxing. What was I doing 5 years ago? This is a great question. I'm so mad at you. I probably would tell her to relax. Breathe and know that, seriously, it sounds like a cliche, but everything is going to work out. You are valuable. You are important. You are talented. And seriously, for real, you need to believe that, because the harder you work and you continue to believe in yourself, others will believe in you, and the right people will come for you, and you get the right job. It was a difference in knowing that. It was a confidence that I had, but it wasn't a for real confidence. And when I say that, it was like I was confident, but when someone else said, you know, gave me a pat on the back, or like, that was really good, I was like, are you sure? Really? But secretly, I knew it was good, but I didn't believe that someone else believed it. Which was weird. It was very weird, because, you know, when you're not successful and you're not winning, and you still keep going, it's a weird thing in the middle of, is this possible? Is it real? But you just on this train. You don't know where it's going. You don't know if it's going to land. And then you get a stop. And I stopped at the cage. And then I stopped at Queen Sugar. And I was like, holy shit, I'm going someplace. I'm not, this is possible. This is real. This is real. And I'm so glad that I kept going. You know, you laugh, but it's so crazy. And I should have really believed that years ago, and maybe I would have put myself through so much pain and allowed so much loneliness to enter, or, you know, negativity to enter my mind. Maybe I would have been a whole lot further along, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'm here now,
right. And standing strong and beautiful, Mama. That's the reason why I asked the question, because, oh, my pleasure. The reason why I asked that question, because you have a lot of young, inspiring actors and actresses out there that have the same kind of story that you've gone through. And to hear someone like you, where they say, you know what, I went through it, I persevered, I stood strong, and here I am, and it pays off, and I'm still remaining humble, I continue to work hard, and if you do the same thing and continue with that kind of mentality, you'll also be successful in life, and you are very much successful, very much so. I'm truly impressed and truly proud of you. Much continued success. Oh, my pleasure. It's definitely your home. Whatever we can do, please do not hesitate to let us know. We can have you promote whatever you're doing, whether it's branding your clothing line or whatever you choose to do. We got your back, Mom.
And I got your back. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. The incredible ninja DeVoe. Here's TO video. Remember, family, you can see her on Netflix, History, Luke Cage, and also Queen Sugar, and also the Tom Cruise movie, Reacher, Never Back. Here's the zone, a little TO radio, and trying to get just a little bit to this. I'm telling you, the Teddy Bear is used to coming on late evening doing his thing. But you know, hey, we do whatever we can to make the listeners happy. We make people happy. Let's get into the zone. Phil Perry, you belong to me. For say CD, you're in the zone of LOTO Radio.